I want to help us to move along just a little bit here. But this section is very important because young people, as we've said before, God doesn't want, he doesn't save us to be those who are bench warmers spiritually. He doesn't save us to remain in the condition that we were or the state when we were saved, just saved. There is an activity, a participation in your own spiritual life that is important for growth. We know these things naturally. You might grow physically to be 6 feet, but if you don't study your lessons, the rudimentary lessons in first and primary school, you could be 25 years old and can't do basic math because you didn't get the building blocks. And what the Lord is saying here, add. When you add, it takes some kind of energy to add. To add to a house, to add to, you know, you put on your socks, now you add something else to your body, another piece of clothing. You're exerting some energy. And it's the same thing spiritually. So add to your faith, virtue. Virtue, knowledge. There needs to be, you know, I need to know what is in this book. I need to know the Lord. I need to know what is his character. I need to know his thinking. Because not everything, see, the Bible, the scriptures are not is not a list of do's and don'ts. There are things that we're going to come upon in life that is going to cause us to exercise our faith, our knowledge of his ways and his walk. You know, that's why that handband that people walk around, what would Jesus do? Now, take it to the extreme. But it really is, you know, in circumstances, certain circumstances, it's very clear what the Word of God says. You don't even have to, should I marry somebody that's a unbeliever? We don't have to have a conference about that. We know what the Scripture says. But there are other areas that I need to know. How would the Lord, would this please the Lord? If he would have come here, would I be happy? If I'm involved in this, is that in keeping with the character and the spirit of the Word of God? And so I know him. Then self-control. And this is something that's the opposite of what you see in the world. The world goes after its lusts and desires in an unbridled way, right? Living the dream. If it feels good, do it. As long as it doesn't affect somebody else in a negative way, it's okay. But self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. It means really to deny myself even if something is okay for me. Because this is not evil passions in this example. The world just goes after its passions. But there may be something that I bring myself under the control of the Spirit of God because it may impact others in a negative way. And then there are things, as Jason referenced, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, that it says, flee those things, youthful lusts. So self-control is important. Then patience. And the patience here means, young people, that I may find myself in a situation that the Lord is carrying me through, that I want to throw off. But no, it's that we have the patience to go through it. Because then what happens is the divine power, the divine nature that I'm a partaker of, it carries me through that. No one likes the pressure of ridicule from the world, etc. But sometimes the Lord takes us through these experiences, and he is molding us. And we come forth on the other side of that experience like gold, the psalmist says. So we have these things to add, patience, and then godliness. Godly reverence, love for the brethren, kindness, divine love. And it says, for if these things, verse 8, be in you, and not just in you, and abound, go far above what, you know, is normal. It says, they make you neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to ask ourselves, am I bearing fruit? This is John 15 in a sense. Am I bearing fruit? And if I'm not, maybe it's because these things that I should be adding on to the faith that I have, I haven't added on yet. So I wanted us to see, to get this section down, because God has given and bestowed. Now I have a part in it. And if I add accordingly, then there's going to be fruit that is born for him. I'd like us to move down to verse 15, 16 through the end. We have about 20 minutes. We started a little late, but we can go to about 12:15. Maybe we can have some discussion where Peter now takes away from us, away from the thought of what we are doing, and raises the question intuitively through his writings. How do I know what I believe in is real? We're asking you, are you real? And he's saying, well, how do we know that this is real? People have come up with all kinds of philosophies. You know, my youngest daughter, she came home from school a couple of months ago, and she said, Dad, you know, they had this, maybe it was a week or two of teaching them about all different kinds of religion. And she said, Dad, how do we really know? Right? So maybe we can have a little discussion about what Peter says here. How do we really know?
I think part of what we can do is just look into the Bible, because that's the basis upon which we build our faith. And we see how it talks about in verse 19, where it starts talking about prophecies. The Bible is prophetically accurate. We've seen throughout history numerous times when the Bible speaks through prophecies about different historic events. Has proven itself to be true over and over and over and over again. And it is singular as a book in the world that has this quality. And additionally, it's historically accurate. It places itself in context. As we see the world progressing, we can see historical proof of the things that happen from other sources as well. So we know it's verified by the rest of scholars around it, and we know that it is infallible. We see nowhere in the Bible where it argues with itself, which for it to have been a book written by man, it is impossible for that to be the case. So we see it's infallible, it's prophetically true, it's historically accurate, and that alone is evidence enough to suggest that It is more than a mere man-made book, and that the faith we possess is more than a man-made faith.
I agree with that, but I'm just going to add one thing. God told us it's true. That should be enough.